Good. Hey, good morning, everybody. We'll call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Mr. Keith?
Here.
Mr. Dunlap? Here. Mr. Hess is absent.
Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Motion to approve the minutes from July 23rd. I'll second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say. Any public comment? None? Executive sessions. There were no executive sessions held between July 23rd and August 12th. Next on the agenda, we have a resolution for a loan agreement. And Attorney Budash, would you like to present?
Thank you, Commissioner. Before you is a resolution to adopt the third amendment, the loan agreement entered into by the county, First Commonwealth, and S&T Banks. Purpose of the original loan was to fund a portion of the costs of acquisition of the new education facility at the ICTC. And along with the Westmoreland County Community College, and also pay interest on the note. The loan agreement was set to expire on July 15th, 2020. There's been two amendments, and now we're resolution authorizes commissioners to execute a third amendment to extend that loan for another 12 months.
Thank you. I'll make a motion to approve. I have a second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, we have a resolution for Allegheny Health Network for helicopter financing. And Mr. Webster, good morning.
Oops.
You're muted.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, let me explain what this is. This is a financing by Allegheny County Hospital Development Authority of four helicopters to be purchased by an affiliate of Allegheny Health Network. Because this is a financing in Allegheny County, normally Indiana County wouldn't be involved, except that one of the helicopters will serve, among other places, Indiana Regional Medical Center. And because of that, it is required by a section of the Internal Revenue Code, which is generally referred to as TEFRA, that Indiana County provide host approval for the financing of the helicopter at the medical center. This request doesn't come with any obligation on the county to pay for any part of the financing. It doesn't pledge the faith, credit, or taxing power of Indiana County. It is simply a requirement of the Internal Revenue Code that the county approve it by its highest elected official following the adoption of the resolution I've provided. The financing is in the total amount of $55 million. Each helicopter is roughly $13.5 million and will be done by a series of notes. There was a public hearing in Allegheny County, which was published, the notice of which was published in Indiana County, and I have provided minutes of the public hearing to the chief clerk. As is typical with these kinds of financings, no one from the public attended, so no comments were received. If a comment had been received, I would have forwarded to you for your information. But but no one attended.
Okay. I have a motion to approve the resolution. And then I'll second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Webster.
Thank you very much, commissioners.
Okay, next we have a grant application for a state food purchase with ICAP. And Ms. Fleming, good morning.
Good morning. So traditionally, state food purchase program has been directly distributed to ICAP, and we have not had to have the county involvement directly. However, this year, there is a new requirement that the manner in which the contract operates is going to need to be through the county, and similar to the TFAP grant that we have. And so we are requesting here at ICAP for the July 2025, June 30, 2026 grant year that we would have the county support in applying for that grant for the administration to our pantries.
Okay. I'll make the motion to approve the grant application. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay. Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have a memorandum of understanding. Warden Lovridge, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for presenting.
Thank you, Commissioners. Yes. So the warden from Franklin County reached out to me. They are at critical staffing levels right now. They are in a staffing crisis. They're to have 106 corrections officers. They currently have 48. So the warden is working as warden during the day and a corrections officer at night. As a part of that, we've been in that circumstance in Indiana County where we had to house inmates in other counties in emergency situations, but we're creating the MOU proactively together in the event that she needs emergency housing, either temporarily or until they find staffing or whatever the need can be, at a cost of $75 a day. Generally, we charge $65, but I would do $65 to make up the difference in the staffing that we would have to allocate for them.
Thank you. So I have a motion to approve the MOU.
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Next, we have the Kennersburg Covered Bridge Project and Director Patterson. Good morning.
Good morning. Today, recommendation for you to approve a bid received from Horizon Construction Group of Seneca, PA for the rehab of the Kennersburg Covered Bridge. The amount is $807,314. There were three bids received for this project. Horizon Construction, $807,314, Francis Palo, $823,119, and Ellison Park Contractors, $1,310,000. So the project involves the disassembly, complete offsite rehab and restoration and reassembly of the bridge structure, which has suffered failures of several truss members. All the work is to be performed in a historically sensitive manner, given the importance of the bridge and the county's inventory of historic sites. And the bids were authorized and received through PennDOT's Engineering and Construction Management System. PennDOT will pay 100% of the project construction funding, and it's funded through the Transportation Alternative Set-Aside Program. So if you're not familiar, Kennersburg Bridge is in Rain Township. It's one of four remaining covered bridges in the county. It was constructed in 1877, and it's a unique bridge in Pennsylvania. There's only four bridges in Pennsylvania that utilize what's called a Howell Truss. Pennsylvania has a little over 200 covered bridges, so it is a unique bridge. The bridge is listed on the National Register of Historic Places, and along with the Thomas Truce on Harmer covered bridges, it's promoted as a tourist attraction for the county. So we took the covered bridges over the Parks Department in 2007, and this project has been on our capital improvements list for 18 years, so we're glad to finally be able to get the funding to repair the bridge.
Hey, thank you. I'll make a motion. We accept the bids for Horizon Construction. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, Ed. Thanks for the work to actually get this funded forward.
All right, thanks very much.
Along with the Indiana County Parks and Trails, we have a couple of board appointments. Ms. Marriott, would you like to present?
And I'm asking the board to reappoint Lori LaFontaine and Timothy J. Cronenweather to the Indiana County Parks and Trails Commission. Their terms would expire August of 2031.
Motion to approve.
So,
Second. Second. All in favor, aye. I suppose the same. Thank you, Robin. Next, from the Office of Planning and Development, we have a resolution. Ms. Zapp, good morning.
Yes, good morning. The Office of Planning and Development is requesting that the commissioners approve the resolutions to enter into cooperation agreements with both of the county's designated community development block grant entitlement communities. The entitlement communities are Indiana Borough and Center Township. Resolutions approve the cooperation agreements between the county and the municipalities to submit the 2025 CDBG entitlement for community development block grant application. You would think I would know that name by now. On behalf and to administer programs in accordance with all federal, state, and local regulations. The 2025 CDBG application submissions are due to the Department of Community and Economic Development by October 31st, 2025.
I have a motion to approve the resolution.
So moved.
So second, all in favor, aye. I oppose the same. Next, a contract modification.
Yes. Our office and Center Township are requesting that the Board of Commissioners approve a contract modification for the 2023 CDBG contract on behalf of Center Township. The requested contract modification will delete the Coy Storm Sewer and Road Reconstruction Project originally funded for the $82,000 and reallocate these funds to the Lucius Borough Storm Sewer and Road Reconstruction Project. The Coy Storm Sewer and Road Reconstruction Project was completed under budget, prompting the need for the modification. The Center Township supervisors have allocated their 2024 CDBG funds and are proposing to allocate the 2025 funds for the Lucius Borough project. The citizen participation requirements have been completed for these requested modifications. The request includes approval for Commissioner King to sign all required documents and to complete the contract modification process as required by DCD.
Okay. The motion to approve the contract modification.
Second.
I'll second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And next, additional funds.
Yes. The Office of Planning and Development and the Community Indiana County Community Action Program are requesting that the Board of Commissioners approve the submission for additional funding for the Commonwealth's 2024 Emergency Solutions Grant Program. Indiana County was invited to apply for the funds because of good track record established over the years with the ESG Program Administration. We are requesting that the Commissioners approve the submission of an additional $95,202 in funding requested to provide rapid rehousing, HMIS, and administration component activities. This will assist with providing 5 security deposits and approximately 89 months of rental assistance. This $95,000 would make up for the reduction in the original application that ICAP did submit for those funds. So, and upon approval, this request, the required project description and project budget will be submitted to the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development for their consideration.
Okay, thank you. I'll make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Thank you, LeVan.
Welcome. Thank you.
Okay, next we have a change order for the Welcome Center. Mr. Morrow, good morning.
The Office of Planning and Development, Thomas R. Harley Architects, recommend that the Indiana County Commissioners approve change order number one in the amount of $18,824 with VR electric and audio visual for the Welcome Center at the Bank Low Voltage Systems Project. Change order number one is to accept alternate bid number one that was solicited at the time of the bid opening on July 16th, 2025. Alternate bid number one in the amount of $14,000 is to install fire detection and alarm system throughout the building. The remaining balance of $4,824 is for additional audio and visual equipment. The revised contract with Big VR Electric and Audio Visual with approval of change order number one will be $104,324, and the additional project costs will be covered with Keystone Communities Initiatives Program grant funds.
Okay. I have a motion to approve the change order.
Second.
I'll second. All in favor, aye. Aye.
Aye.
Same. Okay, next contract award.
Yes, the Office of Planning and Development, Indiana County Community Action Program. Stephen McGraw Architects recommend that the Indiana County Board of Commissioners enter into a contract agreement with LMJ Contractors from Bedford for the Indiana County Food Bank Renovation Final Phase Project located at 2131 Shelley Drive in Wayne Township. The contract award request in the amount of $738,000 is for the replacement of existing metal roof, exterior metal siding, site improvements, and some interior modifications. Two bids were received, ranging from the low bid as noted from LMJ Contractors of $738,000 and a high bid of $910,000. And this project will be funded with Community Development Block Grant funds.
Make a motion to approve the contract award. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. And next change order.
So, yes, this is pertaining to the same project. The Office of Planning and Development, Indiana County Community Action Program, and Stephen McGraw Architects recommend that the Indiana County Commissioners approve change order number one, which is a deduction to the contract in the amount of $243,000 with LMJ Contractors. Change order number one is to accept deduct alternate bids one through five that were solicited at the time of the bid opening on July 14th, 2025. And in addition to the alternate deducts, also to delete some interior alterations that would bid out also. The revised contract with LMJ Contractors with approval of change order number one will be $495,000. And this project is that we were funded with 2021, 2022, and 2023 Community Development Block Grant funds.
Motion to approve the change order.
Second.
I'll second. Favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same. That was a long time in coming, wasn't
Sure
it?
was.
I got through that. Thanks for the efforts getting that through. It's going to be appreciated, I'm sure, by ICAO. It's going to be a
Yes.
well-needed project. Okay, next we have a contract agreement. Director Stauffer, good morning.
Morning, Commissioners. Thank you. The Office of Planning and Development requests the Board of Commissioners enter into a funding contract agreement with the Southwest Pennsylvania Corporation, the Pennsylvania nonprofit corporation that administers and carries out contract agreements for the Southwest Pennsylvania Commission, or SPC. Indiana County is a member of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission that serves as the Regional Metropolitan Planning Organization, or MPO, representing the 10-county region and the city of Pittsburgh, and also the region's local development district organization. SPC supports and encourages coordinated transportation planning processes within the region by providing planning funds to SPC member planning departments to facilitate the participation in regional forums and various Unified Planning Work Program, or UPWP, tasks, including the development of the Transportation Improvement Plan, or TIP, which is currently underway for the next four-year budget process. The grant amount of the contract agreement is $14,425 per the next two fiscal years, which is to be used for administration and support of transportation planning within Indiana County. The UPWP agreement requires an in-kind match of $3,606 for 25% per fiscal year of equivalent staff time, be provided as max during the contract period. I just want to point out Josh Krug and his team, you know, kind of lead this contract. The contract period is for two fiscal years from July 1, 2025 to runs through June 30, 2026, and from July 1, 2026 to June 30, 2027. The total amount of the grant funds is $28,850 and a total of in-kind match of $7,212 over the next 2 years. Request signatures of each of the county commissioners for the master agreement, authorize Commissioner Keith to sign the remaining exhibits.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion to approve the contract?
Mm-hmm.
I'll second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same.
Thank you.
This is definitely going to be a welcome, being a lot of changes in the county coming up in the future. So hopefully that tip works for Indiana County in a lot of ways. So sure. Thank you. Okay, next we have an addendum to an agreement. And Mario, would you like to present this?
Yes, on behalf of the Emergency Management Agency, I'm asking for approval for an addendum to agreement for extending the current lease agreement, which was originally entered into it on August 25th, 2005, between Genie Family Equipment Partnership in Indiana County. The current agreement ends on September 30th, 2025. This addendum will extend the agreement through September 30th, 2035. This original agreement grants the county and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania use of the Genie Family Limited Partnership property located on Kinner Hill in Grant Township. The land lease is with the county. The tower site and compound were constructed by the Commonwealth. The county gets free access to placement of equipment on the tower for providing the property lease. The county will pay $864 per month for years 21 through 25 of the lease, then $1,036.80 per month through years 26 through 30. The funds for payment of this agreement are 100% reimbursed from the 911 funding.
Okay, thank you. Make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those the same. Next, a grant application.
I'm asking the board to approve the application for the Election Integrity Grant Program for fund year 25-26 in the amount of $254,807.06 through the Department of Community and Economic Development. These funds will be used to offset the election-related costs of staff at polling places on election day, training, maintenance of our equipment, security, pre-canvassing, and ballot printing. The amount we are receiving this year is an increase over last year's allocation in the amount of $19,732.64.
Motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second. In favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. What's the second? And then next is the notice of intent.
Financial assistance has been authorized under the provisions of Title I, Section 101 of the Help America Vote Act of 2002. In the amount of $500 to be used for reimbursement of expenses incurred by the county for the purchase of the new version of the provisional ballot envelopes for the upcoming municipal election and future elections thereafter. The attestation of destruction and disposal of old provisional ballot envelopes is also required to receive payment. So I'm asking the board to approve to accept the $500 from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania for the purchase of the new envelopes.
Okay. Make a motion to approve. I have a second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
It's the same.
And a note there that even though we're getting $500 to help pay for the envelopes cost us
$220 per thousand.
Oh.
So I'm guessing that it will be, I want to purchase through next year's election as well. So I want to buy 5,000. It'll be about $1,200. So I'm wanting to use the interest that we earned on last year's election grant to help pay for the envelope. So there really will be no cost to the county from the general fund. It will be all from grant funds and interest earned.
Thank you.
And it will help the voters. These envelopes, they are much easier for the voters to fill out and for our poll workers. So it is a win-win situation in the end.
Any other business be brought before the board today?
I just wanted to mention a few things. First of all, we want to congratulate the 14U All-Star Softball team that represented Pennsylvania in the Junior League Softball World Series. They came in third out there in Seattle, Washington. So that's a major accomplishment. They placed also last year, but wanted to recognize them and to also kind of tag team onto our Johnstown Little League Softball World Series champs, the West Suburban team. I think it's Johnstown, Westmont area. That was just recently the other day. So you know, two teams from our Western Pennsylvania, that's a pretty big accomplishment. Also wanted to mention, this is on a sadder note, we recognize and sympathize with the individuals in the community in the Clinton steel mill area and the tragedy that happened the other day. What you don't know, maybe the community doesn't know, that we are all impacted in this area. And we do have people that help in situations like that from our area. So three of our team 900 members were deployed to assist with search operations there. And that was the one day. And then they also responded to two of the fires in Cherry Hill Township. So I just want to recognize those individuals for their dedication and their ability to respond in situations that are not pleasant situations. So wanted to pass that on.
Sure, thank you. Our next regular meeting will be August 27th here in the hearing room at 10:30. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Yeah.
Second. All in favor? Aye. Aye. Thank you, everybody.